Strange Adventure. Willie Greening, the night watchman at the warehouse of the Badger Fur Company, actually hated to see daylight come, for then he would be off duty and have to go home. Home to his squalid little tenement where his wife Alice sat and brooded over his shortcomings. However, while he was in the huge warehouse filled with furs, he was in a world of his own, and he was its most prominent citizen. He thought of Alice now, and of the mink coat she had seen in the fur company window. She had dreamed of this coat, and had taunted him because he would never be able to give her this coveted luxury. As Willie made his last round, he thought of a desperate plan. Willie entered Packer's pool parlor as if he owned the place. His arrogant air was a prop in the thrilling drama he was to play, for Pete Pirelli, a crook and leading character in Willie's plot, was here. Willie spotted him at a corner table enjoying a beer.
Pardon me, but... would you like to help me out on a job I've been casing? The setup is perfect.
Hey, what you talk about? I don't know you. What kind of job you want me to do for you?
Willie outlined his plan. Pirelli, at last convinced that Willie's mild manner and speech were but a blind, and that the night watchman was really a king of crime, agreed to the scheme. That night, a truck parked in the dark alley behind the fur warehouse. A few minutes later, the truck drove away, leaving an unconscious night watchman and a few empty coat racks as evidence that the place had been robbed. The next day, still nursing a lump on his head, Willie Greening sat in the office of Inspector Jonathan Hawk, telling his story of the robbery.
I was making one of my rounds when I heard a noise near the back door. I was about to turn on the light when I saw a man running down one of the aisles between the racks of furs. I chased him, and I almost caught him when somebody tripped me and caught me on the head. I was still out when my relief came on duty and found me.
I see. And how did the thieves get into the warehouse?
Well, they had chiseled open one of the basement windows. Oh, what a mess. What will I tell my wife?
Jonathan Hawk pushed the buzzer that summoned Sergeant Callahan.
The police department will inform your wife, Mr. Greening. Because of a big flaw in your story, we are holding you as an accomplice in the warehouse robbery.
Jonathan Hawk stood outside the cell door and delivered a bit of news to the forlorn prisoner.
Yes, you should have rehearsed your story of the robbery as well as you planned the crime. You told me that you were chasing a burglar when you were hit over the head and were still unconscious when you were found this morning. And if that had been so, you would not have known that the basement window had been chiseled open. And another thing, when we searched your apartment this morning, we found a stolen mink coat you had given your wife. But she would never have been able to wear it anyway. We found her ill and in bed. The doctor told her that the fur coat was the cause of her illness. Your wife is allergic to mink.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure.